Hi, I'm Sarah.
And I'm Megan.
We're two moms with 8 kids between us, from little to grown.
We're in different areas of the country and in different stages of life.
But we both know that motherhood's a lot easier when real moms share tips and encouragement.
And remind you that it's really all going to be okay.
We're not experts. We're parents who've been there.
We're not perfect. We're real. Welcome to the Mom Hour.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to the Mom Hour. I'm Sarah Powers. I'm here with Megan Francis. Hey, Megan.
Hey, Sarah. What's up?
Not much. This is one of our More Than Mom episodes, which we are having a lot of fun doing a couple times a month on Sundays. We do like to let you know it's different from the parenting content that you'll get every Tuesday. So if you're new around here, stick around, but also come back and check out our ever helpful, insightful, encouraging episodes.
If we do say so ourselves.
If we do say so ourselves. But these are also really fun.
And these are fun.
Yeah, we had a listener point out that we always sound like we're apologizing for them. And I think she's actually right.
She is right. We're way too apologetic.
Yeah, so this is, we are not apologizing for the fluff that's about to come. It's just totally different in a different wonderful way from what you're used to on Tuesday. So today we're talking about, Megan, this was your idea. Do you want to set it up?
Sure. So I just thought it'd be really fun for us to talk about our personal decor styles through the years. I know mine has changed dramatically, and I figured we would start like in high school.
Yeah.
And describe our high school bedrooms and how I spent a lot of time thinking about decor in high school.
Me too.
And I can't believe some of the stuff I picked out now, but okay. And just like how it changed like in college,
yep,
and then how it changed through our early 20s. And
yeah,
and
I have.
So I'll kind of go ahead.
Yeah, no, I was going to say some of your ideas, I'm like draw a blank, especially when they involve pop culture, as we know. But this one, I have very specific memories and probably photos. I feel like I could dig up some photos. So this is going to be
fun. Oh my gosh. I wonder if I could do the same. That would be awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. I love it. Okay. So we do have a sponsor of this episode, and it's Campaign Living. So Megan.
Yeah, I love Campaign Living. So I just moved.
Yes.
And I had to kind of rethink my furniture situation here because some of the pieces that I had were kind of like those big, like I had a big fluffy sofa and stuff. And it's hard.
Yeah.
Because I really want pieces that are going to last and look really good, but I don't have $5,000 to spend on a sofa. And I really don't have the space now for some of the styles that are a lot more puffy. So mm-hmm. The founder of Campaign Living felt the same way and built a company made for that need. Mm-hmm. They make sofas, chairs, love seats, and ottomans that are built to last with quality materials and a lifetime guarantee. But I love also the streamlined look.
Yes.
It's very kind of mid-century. It's exactly kind of what I'm looking for when I go in a furniture store and I never seem to find when
I
do that.
And you also do not want to go in a furniture store. I feel like nobody wants to do that anymore.
If I can avoid getting the hard sell in a furniture store, I will avoid that if possible.
Right. So Campaign just does everything that we've come to appreciate about like how the internet has made everything better. So you shop online, the furniture arrives in just a few days in a flat packed box. So you don't have to do that thing where you schedule the delivery and they don't show up during the right window.
Right.
Because it can be dropped off on your door and the box is small enough that you're not scheduling that delivery. It's made to assemble in just a few minutes without any extra tools to set it up. And this is the best part for people in my stage of life with puppies and small children. The covers come off super easily. You can change them out, you can wash them. And then even if you wanted to change out the look, like we're going to be talking about today, you could do that with new color, new fabric without having to buy a whole new sofa. So great, great concept. So here's what you're going to do, guys. You're going to go to campaignliving.com and just see what they have. Like Megan said, really cool, sleek, streamlined looks. And we are going to help you save $75 off any sofa, love seat, or chair. You just use the code MOM at checkout. So again, it's campaignliving.com. Use the code MOM to save $75 off your order.
Sounds great. Do it, guys.
Do it, because we're talking about decor.
We are. And I'm actually just cracking up wondering, like, what kind of, if I'd had the same sofa from high school on and I'd just swapped out, if I just swapped out the cover, what kind of cover would I have had in 1992, which is the date I'm going back to, as I'm flying in the like the time machine right now.
Yes.
And for you, high school would have been a little later. So you would have started high school when? Like 96?
94. Fall of 94, I started 94. High school. Yeah.
And I started in 91. So yeah, not that far.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to ask you to describe your bedroom in 1994.
Okay. I have, this is like, I love this. I have like really specific memories. I'm going to try and tell two stories very quickly.
Sure.
One is that the house I mostly grew up in from third grade to high school, like a big sprawling 60s ranch style. And one bedroom was kind of at one end of the house and had like its own outside entrance and all this stuff. And my brother and I decided to switch rooms. He had been in that room And we decided when our parents were out one night to switch bedrooms. So we dragged furniture. Like we thought
that
we were about
like such a teenage thing.
I think
to do,
I was
it?
In eighth grade. So going into high school. And so he would have been in sixth grade. And so he wasn't like manly sized yet. So we decided we were old enough to stay home alone. And we decided that we were going to swap bedrooms one night, like on a Friday night. My parents were out to dinner. My mom came home. Oh, she will tell this story that it was her birthday. So she came home on her birthday and there were like dressers in the hallway. She was like, what,
what
is happening? But we did switch rooms. So I moved into that room in eighth grade. And it felt really awesome because it was just at the other end of the house from the other bedrooms. And I would say from a furniture perspective, I don't think much had changed since I was more of a little girl. I don't remember like picking out furniture or even really picking out bedding, but I do remember decorating the walls. So I would have had some ballet posters, some dance inspired posters on the walls. I had wicker, white wicker furniture that was kind of my furniture from when I was a kid, a desk, a dresser with like a dressing table style mirror, you know, where like the top part and then had the mirror and a couple smaller drawers. And it was white wicker. I had an old a brass bed frame that was just our family's. So all of that was just sort of there.
Brass and wicker was so hot.
Yes. Yes. And yeah, I just remember loving taking care of the walls and putting stuff up on the walls. I don't know. I loved to, my room would get very, very, very messy. I would let it get that way. And then I would spend an entire day kind of cleaning and organizing and purging and going through stuff. I remember having kind of memento boxes. I was much more sentimental in those days.
Yes,
you know
me
what I mean?
Too.
Like
I was
programs,
so sentimental.
Dance programs and like travel tickets, movie stubs.
I kept absolutely everything.
And
in
I was
those days.
Pretty organized about it. Like it was very memory box style photo albums that I would, you know, put together and do. Oh, I remember dried roses. Did you ever hang?
Yes.
Hang
oh
roses?
My gosh.
Yes. With ribbons. And I would hang my point shoes. Uh-huh. I mean, so yes, I would have had, it's coming back as I'm talking. And then, yeah, I had a little bathroom. I had my own bathroom in that room, which was awesome. We remodeled that house when I was a senior in high school, but at the time it was very 50s, 60s, like nothing had been redone. But I did have my own little bathroom. I don't know. You go. I feel like I'll remember more details. But
Okay. So in high school, my family lived in this old mansion. It's so crazy. Like it was a little town. It had been one of the six, like, original mansions in the town. And the top floor, it was really cool. The top floor had burned down, but so they rebuilt. So the top floor was
new.
It had been three stories. It was now two. The top floor was new and kind of weird, honestly. But the first floor, so I had my bedroom on the second floor for a while. And then I want to say in 10th grade, I moved into the downstairs into what had been the study. So it had no closet. It really wasn't a bedroom. So it wasn't set up like that. It had windows wrapped all the way around and they were 14-foot windows.
Wow.
And my stepmom had zero interest in redecorating this house. She did not want to deal with it. It was like, you know, she dealt like with the fact that we lived there, but it wasn't her style.
Yeah.
It was not kind of what she was all about. So she just kind of left things as they were. So I had velvet curtains.
Okay.
Which were like the original like 14-foot velvet curtains in my room. I want to say I had gold wallpaper, gold flecked wallpaper. It looked like a time capsule, but I thought it was awesome. And so I really went like all in on like Victorian decor. So I already had a 4-poster bed and a matching cherry vanity that my nana had given me. And that was from, I don't know, early 20th century.
Okay.
And then I remember poring over bedding and I ended up picking something with like pale pink roses on it. And oh my gosh, I think I got like a frilly, like rose covered, like, I mean, what's the word I'm even looking for? Like a dust ruffle for my vanity chair. I mean, I was like the frillier.
Like
the
Laura
better.
Ashley, I'm picturing Laura Ashley inspired.
All the way, like the more ribbons and frilly things and ruffles and flowers, the better. And
so a lot of that floral is back now. Do you?
Oh, I know. Yes, I've seen.
Maybe not
really
in
is.
Home decor as much
but
yet.
Like clothing and like
shoes,
accessories.
Bags. Yeah.
Like those big florals. Yes. I've seen those, and it kind of makes me have like a little moment of, I would never go that crazy again with it, but I do like it in small doses.
I'm really liking it. Yes. I'm really liking it in accent pieces right now.
Yeah. So yeah. And like, just like you said, like half of the decor in my bedroom was mementos. Like anything I had a poster from or a picture of me and my friends or anything I could hang. Like I had bunches of those bulletin boards and I would have programs from shows that I was in and tickets tacked all over them.
Yep.
And I had several of those, and it's so funny now. I think that must be just a uniquely teenage thing.
Yeah.
Like wanting to record and not only record, but display the fact that you have memories and you have people that you do things with. Like I really wanted like a visual.
Yeah. And related to that, like making collages, which I know we both probably did, it's the same thing. It's like your style's developing, so you want a visual way to show that. And today that would be like an Instagram feed, right?
But yes, it would. That's so funny.
It was tangible at the time. I love picturing this Victorian bedroom. I know we're supposed to talk about college, but I have kind of a transition story. Can I tell it real quick?
Yeah.
So later in high school, like quite a bit later, I was probably 17, maybe going into senior year, and I had a boyfriend. I was much more independent. We would hang out at this coffee shop, and the coffee shop was going out of business and had a red velvet couch. Maybe I've told this story on the podcast. It's sounding familiar. It had a red
velvet. I don't remember this.
Okay. So there was a red velvet couch. And my favorite color's always been red, but I was like really into it at the time. Like red just seemed like that's my signature color.
Mm-hmm.
It was the kind of velvet, the real, not the heavy velvet that stays the same kind of pallor throughout, but the kind that looks differently shadowed. Like when you,
like,
do you know what I'm talking about?
Like crushed velvet?
Not all the way to crushed velvet, but kind of in that direction. Like when you move around the grain, you see all the differences. And
like
red,
a velveteen?
I don't know.
I have no idea what I'm talking about. It's not like I know the difference between these fabrics, but.
Right. Okay. Me neither. Okay. I do have a picture of the red velvet couch somewhere. So this coffee shop is going out of business, and I decide that it's really important to me that I buy this red velvet couch. And my mom let me, to her credit, because think how disgusting that couch was. It was in coffee shop that allowed smoking, first of all.
Oh.
But none of this was in my mind at the time. It was just like, I am old enough and cool enough to have a red velvet couch in my bedroom at home. And my boyfriend borrowed a truck or something, and it was $75. I paid $75 of my own money.
Which was a lot of money.
Yeah. And I had never bought a piece of furniture because I lived at home.
Yeah.
And we got it home, and it was in my bedroom for the last. And then I'm sure my mom got rid of it. I think we gave it to my brother's girlfriend, who then also had it in her room, which like who, I just feel like that's like,
oh, there was probably bugs in it.
Yes,
and like,
it was probably
all kinds of
so
stuff.
Disgusting. So thanks, mom, for letting me do that, because it really did make me feel grown up and independent. And it was in my bedroom, and I'd sit on it. And it was like me trying to be collegiate when I wasn't quite there yet. Like it was the type of thing you'd do in an apartment or a dorm room maybe. And I just was so in love with it. I wanted it in my high school bedroom.
Oh my gosh, that is so funny. Okay. Well, that makes a great transition into college, I think, because college was where my style really changed a lot.
Okay.
So do you want to go first?
No, you go. Talk about how yours changed.
Okay. So you know that Jenna was my roommate in college, and she's my sister-in-law now. Jenna was always way more sophisticated than like any of my friends. She always had the coolest styles, and she was a little more hippie chick.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely remember her embracing like Delia's before anybody else and all that stuff. So we really like took that as an opportunity to totally update our style. So we both, so this was 1995.
Okay.
We both wound up buying, and I remember buying these, I think we bought these for ourselves. Like we spent kind of a lot of money on our bedspreads, and we talked a lot about what bedspreads we were going to get. So I got a Ralph Lauren set that was like a red and blue plaid sheets.
Yes.
And then this heavy denim comforter, which I used to call, I can't remember what we used to call it, the hot blanket or something, because it was so heavy. And Jenna had a like blue and green plaid, I want to say hers was flannel.
Okay.
And so they coordinated everything that we had, like kind of coordinated. And it was just kind of funny that like plaid was so, so in then. Mm-hmm. I think it's kind of back. So our bedding, we had the loft beds, and our bedding was very, very preppy. But then as we started shopping, we started bringing in all these kind of like hippie elements. Like we had a huge batik thing that hung, like a wall hanging.
Yes,
it was enormous. It hung behind our couch. Our couch was just a like someone's cast off. I don't remember there being much special about it. We may have covered it with something, but I don't really remember much about that. Otherwise, I would say our dorm room was decorated in disgusting filth, because we were terrible, like the two of us together were the messiest people.
Like you and I in a hotel room?
Yes. We threw stuff everywhere. And then neither of us, we were both enablers. Like neither of us cleaned it. We didn't get mad at each other about it. We just let our plate. Right. Like by the end of the year, we could barely move in there. And I think our RA stopped by at one point and was like, you guys got to do something about this. It was terrible. We had no idea. I mean, there could have been dead animals in those piles.
I want to live in a college dorm right now.
I know. Doesn't that sound so fun?
I have such nostalgia. It's going to run away. That is really great.
Oh, one other thing. This has nothing to do with decor, but I just want to go back to this moment in time because I was watching a movie the other day with my sister. Gosh, I can't remember what movie it was. Some like indie film. But there was a daughter in it, and she had this like suede coat with the Sherpa.
Yes.
Cuffs and everything. Yes. And she had like a small backpack. And I said, oh, my gosh, I had that exact combo in college. And Jenna did, too. But hers was dark. So she had like a dark suede coat. We both went to Wilson's together and put them on layaway because we could not afford them. And then we came back and paid them off. And she had like a short, dark brown suede coat with Sherpa cuffs and, you know, like the little lines on. Mm-hmm. I don't even know the little accents. And I had a longer one. Mine was like tan, but suede and Sherpa. And then I had like a little, like the backpack that cinches at the top.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And mine was black pleather. And Jenna's, I want to say, was like distressed brown leather.
You guys were.
So you were we were there and it matched our bedding somehow. It's like just as a snapshot, you just can't get more 90s.
I love it so much. It is like, it's like adorable in the way that like kids are adorable. It's like adorable I love it so much. Okay, so you have met my college roommate. We were randomly assigned though, and she listens to this podcast. Hey, roommate. So what's funny about, okay, so I was going far away to school. I was going to Northwestern from Southern California, and I remember getting catalogs or some flyer about how you had to have extra long, you know, the beds were that extra long dorm size bunk bed. Do you know what I'm talking about? Like it wasn't a normal twin size.
Yep.
And so I think number one, I was really excited. And when I get excited, I totally like do shopping nesting. Like, so I did not.
You don't always do all the necessary homework
research.
First.
Correct. Yeah. So I did not realize I got the one flyer for this bedding that you could purchase. It must have been included in like my like packet or something that Northwestern sent. I didn't realize that you could go to like a department store or like a Bed Bath. We didn't have any Bed Bath and Beyond or anything like that near us, but there are other places that make that size of bedding.
Yes,
but I didn't realize
that.
So I just ordered what they had, which was so totally ugly. And I got to school and realized like, oh, like any company, any like linenware company,
you can get those at TJ Maxx.
Right. But we didn't have TJ Maxx. We didn't have the internet. I did not know this. So my bedding was very plain. It was light blue. And the duvet was like reversible side, like light blue, dark blue. It was fine. But I remember kind of feeling dumb when I got to school and Allison had some cute thing. She'd picked out like the bed in the bag type thing. And I was like, oh, I thought this was like some custom size I had to order from the flyer that came to my door. Anyway, okay, so that was my bedding. I think our dorm room decor, it's funny you say that about you guys being messy because Allison is so neat. And I think that rubbed off on me because I can be very messy, but I think we were pretty neat. And she was definitely more skilled in the ways of taking care of our space. Like I remember she had a can of Pledge and would like dust every week. And I was
that's so funny.
Really grown up.
You're like, you're such a grown up.
I know,
oh my goodness.
Really grown up. But I remember we had like all of our decor was Allison. I traveled from farther. I couldn't drive. So like I didn't have the same way of accumulating stuff for our room when I was from far away. I do remember, so our desks had like a shelf above. And I have always loved a pretty bookshelf, like kind of arranging things on a shelf in an artful way. And I had this little clock that I actually still have. I think it's from Restoration Hardware or Pottery Barn. It was something that seemed very grown up. And it's a little kind of antique looking shelf clock, like a little small one. So I had that. And I remember like having little touches that felt grown up. But at the same time, I had a giant Tom Cruise from Top Gun poster on the wall,
which
is late 90s. So that was like, to me, that was being like retro kind of.
Right. Before retro was really cool.
Right. And before Tom Cruise went crazy. So like in that time period.
the like, golden years.
Like 80s Tom Cruise nostalgia in the late 90s before we knew it was crazy.
I love it.
So I did have a big Top Gun poster and then lots of photos. I would just take and print photos, and just my entire wall was photos of friends from home and then new photos of friends from school. And we had very small dorm rooms. So that was, we lived in dorms freshman, sophomore year that were
Ours was teeny.
They were identical. And then my junior year, I lived abroad and also had a teeny room. And then our senior year, we did have an apartment, but maybe we'll talk about that like in our, when we talk about like 20.
Well, yeah. So I was, so my next one was post-college, but you could definitely include like, your first, it's really more early 20s.
Yeah.
Like, you know, your first kind of place that's not created for you by an adult.
Right.
Where you get to like, yeah. So should we move on to that?
Yeah. Yeah. You can, okay. go first.
Okay. So my first post-college, I'm not going to count the house that I lived in with my friends after we moved out of the dorms because it was essentially just the same.
Like, right.
We just moved everything out of the dorm. I had a room, you know, it wasn't like anything in particular. So I'm going to talk about my first post-college apartment that was just mine.
Okay.
And John's, well, because by this point we're married. We moved out of the house, out of the flop house, as I like to call it, and into an apartment of our own. And so we had a plaid hand-me-down sofa.
Okay.
It was basically, and this would have been 1997, so it was decorated in shades of plaid and oak.
Okay.
That had been mostly handed off to us by various family members. We had an oak kitchen table, plaid dining room table, or sorry, sofa. We had an oak TV entertainment system. I think everything was given to us by somebody. And I remember the feeling I remember of that was like, none of this is mine. Like I remember this really weird feeling of like, I wouldn't really have chosen any of these things.
I really relate to that.
And I don't know what to do about it. Like I didn't have quite the, it was fine. We lived in like a really cute little apartment and I tried to make it my own with like little touches, but I didn't have money to spend on art and stuff. So it was, I just remember this really weird disconnection from my physical space. And it's really hard for me to conjure up images of those places because I just didn't feel, I don't know, very connected to any of it. It was fine. It was cute enough. I was really busy, so I didn't really care that much. And everyone's at our age, everybody's place looked like that.
Yeah.
Spending a lot of time looking at things like dishes and just things that were relatively inexpensive that I felt like I could make the space my own because it just didn't feel like my own.
Right. Yeah. No, I really relate to that. I actually relate to that even in my adult life as we've moved in various houses, feeling like it's not mine for whatever reason, either because we do come into hand-me-down furniture or someone else designed it or whatever.
Well, let me ask you this. Yeah. Well, and you'll talk about it in a minute. I will say that for me, my bedroom was always the place where I could the most express.
Absolutely.
Because it's just a bed. Who cares? You can put stuff on it. And the bedspread takes up so much space and is such a focal point. So I really did stick hard with my like floral and sort of romantic look well into my 20s. Like I remember having a bedspread that was like purple on one side. And if you flipped it over, it was like purple and yellow flowers on the other side. Okay. That was 2-3 years. I think, I mean, being married made it, you couldn't go too crazy girly, but John didn't really care. So there was a lot of flowers going on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So what about you? Describe your early 20s.
So I think I'll skip my senior year. Allison and I lived in an apartment in Evanston, but again, it was our first time accumulating furniture because we'd been in dorms or sororities or whatever. But I think I'll skip that one. And I'm going to talk about my first apartment after college. And it was Allison, my same roommate. And then we had two guy roommates. So there were four of us. And the funny thing about this apartment is it was one of those condos in Wicker Park, like in the borderline of Wicker Park that goes into Ukrainian Village for Chicago people, which at the time was like just being gentrified. So there were all these old places that had been knocked down, brand new condos built up, but they were relatively affordable because the neighborhood was very much in transition. And so we had this amazing brand new 4-bedroom apartment for 4 kids right out of college. And it was totally affordable. And I remember even someone saying at the time, like, you guys are not going to have new appliances for like another 15 or 20
years. Right. This is as good as it's going to get for you.
So we had brand new washer dryer, brand new dishwasher, countertops. I'm sure everything had been done like at budget level, but because it was brand new, you know, the floors, the wood floors, everything was brand new. And we just felt like it was like being in the wrong, like kids in a fancy house. It was like, it was so wrong because we didn't have money to furnish a place. And even like the people downstairs who had money, they were like yuppies working in the city. And we were like, it was like we were playing dress up, like that feeling of like, we don't belong here. And so we each did our rooms our own way. Mine was IKEA and there was some some light purple and then dark purple and yellow going on. I remember like some throw pillows. My bed was a, what do you call them? A futon. It was a futon mattress bed. And because I was young, that didn't hurt my body, which now seems inconceivable.
I don't understand.
Right? Yeah. And really low to the ground and like no cushion. I remember doing a lot with scrap fabric. Like I'd go to the fabric store and get remnants and like do a lot of like artful draping. Like so my window might have just had plain blinds, but then I'd do that thing where I got some fabric and just kind of like
Draped it over to look like curtains.
Yes. Yeah. Or like a piece of fabric over the top of my dresser. And part of it was because all the IKEA stuff was that unfinished wood because I was like going in at the cheapest level. So then I would drape things over it. But one other funny thing about that apartment from the group standpoint out in the main living area is our two guy roommates who are awesome, still friends with them to this day. They built an entertainment center out of cinder blocks and like the thin plywood, you know, like the not a 2x4, but like the big sheets of pressed. I don't know if it's press board or plywood. This is where my construction knowledge. But they just basically like Lego stacked the cinder blocks and then made cutouts for the TV and all the things. And this is before Pinterest, before DIY. They just did it. And we thought it was like the most ingenious thing ever. It's just kind of it's just kind of funny. Like we had no. There was no, we had no furniture. We'd all come from these dorm rooms and then we had this big place to fill up. So I have very happy memories. We were in that apartment for 2 years.
Oh, I love it. Okay. So that was your early 20s.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to skip forward to like 26 because I think up until 26, I basically lived in a series of apartments that looked pretty much just like the one I moved into at 20. So, you know, the same stuff kind of followed me from place to place. And in my, late 20s, so like 26, we moved into a house.
Okay.
I'm going to call the period from 25 to 30 the IKEA and home aisle at Target years for me. That was when I was making a little, you know, we were making a little bit of money. So we had money to spend something on something that we bought.
Right.
It didn't have to be a hand-me-down or something that we got at a garage sale. But we didn't have money for real stuff yet.
Right.
So it was all like, and I remember being very artful with things like those crazy IKEA bookshelves that are like really tall and they have like 9 cubes in them. You know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. And you can like use them to kind of like define a room or like, And so I just feel like we had a lot of that kind of stuff. And you'd sometimes make a purchase and put the whole thing together and it would take forever. And then you're like, ugh, like what was I thinking? I also remember from that time a lot of Asian-inspired decor. So this would have been like, I don't know, 2004, 2003 maybe to like 2008 is the time period I'm talking about.
Okay.
So it's in there. And remember you'd go to like Target and they'd have those pre-framed prints.
Mm-hmm.
And they would have like, they'd be red and they'd have like a Chinese writing on them or something or like something vaguely Zen looking.
Yes.
Or like a yin and a yang. I think I had some of those in my house. The thing is, I didn't know what my style was. And I knew it wasn't what it had been. I wasn't really into super frilly stuff anymore.
Right.
And I wasn't into like that super romantic, feminine, Victorian look. Mm-hmm. I was moving towards something more streamlined, but I just didn't know what it was.
Right.
So I was very susceptible to mass produced art.
Yeah.
and kind of just going to with the flow of what everyone else was doing. And the Target aisle was like the perfect place to do that because you would just go there and be like, ooh, I didn't know this could be stylish.
Right.
And then you were kind of just going on somebody else's style. And I moved in and out of several different of those between 25 and 30 and 30. Well, I was 29, but almost 30 when we moved to Chicago. And we just happened to like luck out into this fantastic two flat, great bones, great architecture. And it was grown up. Like that was our first like really grown up place. Lovely kitchen. Great wood all the way, you know, woodwork all the way throughout. And we had a little money. So we were again like buying some things to make it look nice. And I think that was like the transition for me into what kind of has become my current style, which is a lot more streamlined. But I'll let you take over from there. But that's how I closed out my 20s, having gone through several iterations of 20-something style, I guess. Yeah. I think we all do it, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah. And we've talked a lot about like making do with what is given to you. And I think one of the big transitions as you move into your late 20s or 30s or whatever is like actually being able to make some of those choices yourself.
Yes. So they're not always good.
No, they're not always good. And when you were talking about Target, I was at first kind of struggling to think about. So for me, this era would have been like newly married. You know, skip over. Brian and I had one first apartment together in Chicago. Then we moved to Arizona. So this is like my Arizona first house, probably, and second house. But for me, it wasn't Target. It was Cost Plus World Market, which I still love.
I do love World Market.
There was there was one very close, and they had enough of everything. They had furniture.
Everything.
They had furniture that was affordable.
Throw pillows
that were great. Textiles and fabrics again and I think what I loved is, so we got married, we had a, you know, pretty traditional wedding. We got a lot of very nice things. Brian comes from the Northeast, so I feel like he grew up in kind of like a Pottery Barn looking, very like very clean traditional, not old-fashioned traditional, but traditional,
but coastal, that coastal look.
And I felt like this tension between, that is a great basic palette. I mean, I have a Pottery Barn dining room table. When the catalog comes, you look at it because it's beautiful, but there was this tension because I wanted something that was a little bit more interesting, more me, a little more maybe boho, or like a little more modern. I wasn't sure, but I just wanted something else. And from our wedding and the gifts we received, the little lamps, the accent pieces, it always felt like it was a great baseline, but I needed to make it, I don't know, like more
your
interesting.
Own. No, I get it. Yeah.
And so we had some Pottery Barn pieces that were gifts or wedding gifts. And then World Market would be where I would go for the picture frames and the candle holders and the doodads and the things to put on a shelf. And, I remember having a lot of fun decorating in those years, almost more than I do now. Like, I feel like we're going to get to where we are now, but I feel like I'm in another style transition now where I don't want to go to World Market, or I'll find myself going there, or to Home Goods. And then I get stuff and it either looks cheap or it's not my style. I don't know. I feel like I'm going through like another of those transitions. But I had a lot of fun in those years figuring out what it was. And sometimes, like you said, it was a framed poster. I really liked those sort of, you know, like the vintage cocktail posters.
Yep.
Like the lady holding
the French lady.
Yes. So a couple of those. I remember our bedspread. When you said that you can't be too girly once you get married, that reminded me of our first bedspread. I think I had just gotten it maybe before we moved in, but it was Pottery Barn, and it was this really pretty sage green, and it had just little embroidered flowers like spaced throughout. So it was like, but it was a little girly for a married bedroom.
Yeah. Anyway. Well, it's funny. Okay. So I'm just going to kind of, so my last little category that I had was actually, I didn't really talk about my early 30s, but I'm just going to skip right into my 30s to now, because I think I can kind of sum it up.
Yeah.
It's been 10 years, right? So I think I hear the tension, because in my early 30s, I spent a lot of time shopping for home decor because I had little kids, and shopping was like kind of a time, like a pastime. Mm-hmm. It was a hobby. And then I got over that pretty quickly after, I think, I don't know, realizing that really stinks to take all your kids out shopping. But I can remember a time when I would load kids up and go wander around the aisle, or it was an escape. I would do it as like a way to get out. Spending a lot of time looking at stuff and imagining what it would look like in my house. Mm-hmm. And I think at some point I just kind of realized like that wasn't the kind of accumulation I wanted to be doing anymore. I'd like already accumulated everything I wanted to accumulate.
Yep.
And going forward, what I wanted to do was make things better. I wanted to replace pieces with better pieces. I wanted to have real art. And that's where the tension came in. Like, because I don't, as we've talked about before, I still don't feel super comfortable picking, choosing art. I've gotten better, way, way better. And my tastes were streamlining. I would say I was still into, I still love antiques and I still love old stuff, but I've sort of settled into like a 30s, 40s, 50s antique style, 60s maybe, not like the frilly 1880s stuff that I was into before, or, you know, 1900. And then I also, just now that I'm in my own space, like I am letting some of those touches of girliness kind of come back in. My bedroom stuff has been gray and, like just various different metal shades for a long time. And now I'm like kind of playing with bringing in things like, I've got like a bright orange bedspread or like a throw blanket on my bed. And I'll probably bring some more florals in here. And I have art all over my walls. It's just taken me a long time to get comfortable with that.
Yeah.
And I do have some pieces I've spent kind of a lot of money on that. And I'm happy about that. So, you know, and when I say kind of a lot, it's still not a lot I'm still not spending $5,000 on a sofa, as we said before, right. But like I'm spending money that makes me want to make sure that this is what I really want.
Right.
And that I feel good about the piece when I put it in my house. Yeah. So I don't know. That's kind of where I'm at now. And I feel like I just summed up 10 years really quickly, but there's just not as much to say because now I look around and I see that my place is just like a reflection of who I am, but who I've been. And right. like, I'm always culling. I'm right. getting rid of a lot of stuff. Right. And yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. What about you?
I love that. Well, I know I've said it on the show, but I've been in a decor rut for a while. You've been in my house. It's a beautiful house. I love this house.
You do have a lovely home.
More than I've liked any house that I've lived in as a raw house. But I just feel pretty stuck with decorating. And so I don't know. It's just something I need to get over. But I think part of it is what we're talking about. Like 10 years ago, it was about the cheap accumulation. And that was relatively low stakes. And, you know, we moved every couple years and I'd move the furniture around and put new stuff up on the wall. And I think I'm busier now. And
yep.
I just I feel like I have a hesitancy to spend money, and it's kind of misplaced. Like I actually would just be happier if I budgeted $500 and did a little room makeover of some room or another.
Yep.
And so, yeah, one thing that occurred to me as we like went progressively through this is how satisfying it is to decorate a small space. You know, we started with our bedrooms in high school and then dorm rooms. And I think that's always been so much easier for me. And I think a lot of people would relate to this. Like
that's why your bedroom is so easy to
Easy. I love holiday decorating for that same reason, because there's like a finite number of things that you can do in a relatively short time span, or like a front porch. I love to style my front porch for the season. I love to style a mantle. I love to style a bookshelf. It's when you have the whole space that it gets overwhelming, especially with the art.
Yeah. So yeah. And moving into this little house, it helped me in a way because I had to cull so much stuff. And now everything I have had a place. Like I didn't have to, in fact, I mean, I didn't have a place for everything, I guess I should say. Every place in this house is full.
Yeah.
And there were things I had to like not use, which actually was great because there were pieces I've been carrying around that I didn't love because I just had space to fill. And like, I thought, oh, well, I don't need this anymore because I don't have room for it.
Like,
so this is
literally got to go. Yeah.
Yeah, it's got to go. And so that was like a really good exercise in scaling back almost. It's not a college dorm, but it's tiny. Right. I mean, my living space is very small in this house, and the amount of decoratable space is small. So I had to be really clear about how I want it to look. And now I really like it. It feels very me. And it just, it's kind of like, I feel like I like wiped the slate clean.
Yeah. And it was good timing for you with like, you needed your own space. And well, I can't wait to see it.
I know you're going to be here soon. So yay. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I feel like I didn't say that much except to complain a little about where I am now.
No, but this is
super fun.
My last decade of life was just like a snap. But I think it's just not as it's hard. We're in a hard place when it comes to all this stuff. So.
I really loved the deep dive into our high school and college.
Me too.
I feel really nostalgic actually about those rooms. Like I could visually paint a very detailed picture of my freshman year dorm
Me
room.
Me too.
In my high school.
I want I kind of want those sheets and that plaid blanket back, or the plaid sheets and the denim blanket.
Yeah, I want the chance to pick one that fits my bed that isn't like the factory issued.
Right. Yeah, I love it.
We would love to hear from you guys too. hello@themomhour.com. We always get really fun responses to these episodes because everyone wants to chime in and tell us about your decor style through the years. Show notes will be at themomhour.com. I wanted to plug our newsletter real quick before we wrap up. So once a month, we've been doing it all through 2018, kind of on the side. Once a month, we send a newsletter, and we alternate between Megan and me and Katie Addis, who's our contributor as a new mom. And we do a essay at the beginning of the newsletter, and it doesn't really appear anywhere else. So if you want to hear our writing and get that side of it, we've had some good ones, I think. I'm up this time. So I'll have an essay in the August newsletter. It'll drop the first Sunday in August, which is next Sunday, if you're listening to this when it comes out. And you can sign up right on our website at themomhour.com, just in the sidebar. And then other fun things in the newsletter are all the promo codes from all of our sponsors. It's really handy if you want to take advantage of some of those great deals. We just list them all at the end, all the ones that are still active. So that's really handy. And then some other fun stuff in the newsletter that we don't share anywhere else. So head to themomhour.com and sign up for that, and you'll get my essay next Sunday.
It's been fun.
All right, guys. Talk soon.